Would you mind coming out? And
What's that?
it was a cry for help. What does that mean?
That's just something my lawyers had to say at the time in order to get me out of the
But why
situation that I
did
was
you?
in.
Why did you say that?
I
You
have
don't
a
have to say
question for
that.
you, Foreskin. Why are you using Opera GX, the browser?
And were you dating someone at that college? Fuck you over, and you want to like.
So your line of thinking was Facebook hate comments. Let me call schools that have been
first of all, let me just say this. You don't know anything about me, so you can sit there and say whatever you want.
Well, I know enough. I know enough to know that you're the type of retard to call schools.
Let me talk. Because you talk. Right? At the end of the day, I'm talking now. At the end of the day, I'm just a content creator. I'm just here to make content. I don't understand why my personal life has to get involved in this. So honestly, it's not just aesthetic. Internet fucking nerds have to sit online all day and try to delve into some. First of all, it's public information, man. So I don't even care.
I hope somebody's recording this, by the way.
Sure, it's public information, but at the same time, what kind of piece of shit calls Sandy Hook School 2 years after the shooting, names all of the kids who died, innocent children slaughtered, and you
Allegedly.
Think that and you think that you're just normal after this 10 years?
Allegedly.
Clearly, you're
Allegedly.
Not normal.
Allegedly,
you're clearly
all,
not
I
normal.
I wasn't convicted.
Scroll to the point where it says 3 years. Scroll to the point. Scroll to the
that
picture.
That wouldn't matter. Still, it still doesn't matter. You still called it though.
Yeah, but why would? Did you think it was
scroll funny? Down? Scroll down How to the picture you, of like where it says sentenced up. Like there's text under the picture.
Yeah, I
under his mugshot. So it says sentenced to 3 years in a Holmes Youthful Training Act. That's not when that says sentenced. You went through the process of trial, and you were sentenced by a judge. You were convicted. So don't lie. You're sitting here saying you weren't convicted when it clearly says in this article that you were sentenced to 3 years
sentenced
in Holmes Youthful Training Act.
Exactly. Well,
3 years
which
in
is
Holmes
a
Youthful Training Act.
Which
prison.
Is a non-conviction. I was sentenced to training. I went to boot camp.
Yes. Holmes Youthful Training Act prison.
No,
is that
I registering
went to boot camp.
It was a plea deal because I didn't want to take it to trial, first of all.
Why do you sound proud of it?
I'm not proud of it at all. You guys brought it up. This was something that happened. Something that happened 10 fucking years ago.
But what I'm confused about is you would think after something so traumatic and you having this mental breakdown would lead to a massive change in your life. But now all of a sudden, what, you're 27, 28 now, and 10 years later, you're now involving yourself with Daniel Larson?
What is the problem with involving myself with Daniel? Daniel is my friend. Is there a problem with being friends with someone?
Daniel Larson is your friend.
That's Daniel Larson.
I don't know if you want to say
that. Weird.
Tell him. Daniel's here right now.
Yo!
Who's Daniel?
Stop fucking with this guy, okay? Before I fuck with you.
You fucking touch me.
You tell him, Dan. You tell him.
Daniel, do you have a comment for Rolling Stones?
What?
Yo, Daniel, what's your current situation?
What message do you have for Rolling Stone, Daniel?
Daniel, what's your current situation?
Shut the
if
fuck up.
If you have
up.
Any questions, you can ask me, and I'll ask Daniel, and if Daniel wants to answer them, that'll so be it. At this point, you guys have honestly pissed me off.
I'm glad that you're now friends with a pedophile after 10 years, after calling school, shooting friends into school, so I'm glad.
That's just how your life is progressing.
USA Today begs to differ. So
okay,
not sure. There's no evidence.
Are you and Daniel like making out or something every now and then? Like you sound like you guys are lovers.
Are you like with Bob?
Not by the way, I know Red, his greasy ass is on you right now. Ooh, I just see it. Ooh.
And making back
and
you
went from going to prison to hanging out with Skittos at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, better record this. Somebody better be recording this shit.
Please ask Daniel Larson our biggest girl.
So I mean, since you guys want to make this about me, let me just say this.
Baloney.
Come on, say it.
So what's the thing?
You can just hear the crickets.
Yes, the allegations that were made against me, levied against me 10 years ago, were awful. I regret what I did.
Okay, nigger.
Come on, not really. I repeat my. Was that you in the software saying the N word? Did you say that?
That was Daniel.
Anyways, I repay my debt to society. I was rehabilitated. I'm doing a lot better now.
Define better, because I don't see this as a better situation.
There was no conviction levied against me. It's a complete deal in order to go to boot camp. Went to boot camp, completed it successfully. I'm not convicted.
I mean, I think 0.01% of teens can say that they were on national news for calling in shooting threats to schools that were historically shot up. What does that say about you as an individual? Why should we?
0.01% of people can actually say that they sit around on a Discord all day following Daniel Larson. I mean,
aren't you his manager right now?
Aren't you hanging out with him literally right now?
I care about him, unlike you people. You people don't even care about him.
Oh, you care about him.
He's a pedophile. He touches kids.
Because he's a piece of shit. That's
so you're confirming right now that Mr. Interview is a pedo pal.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
He's not even that. Those are allegations.
Okay.
Let's talk to him.
The person claiming to be Brianna isn't the real Brianna. So you guys need to shut the fuck up, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you're homeless. You're broke.
You beat elderly people. Shut up.
You're broke and homeless.
And you're homeless.
I'm hitting myself.
I'm hitting myself. Bob is hitting me.
Yeah, keep on hitting yourself, Daniel.
Bob's hitting me.
$2,000 today from you guys. So thank you so much for all of your support.
I'm not even donating.
You didn't make nerd on
your net worth is a Cheetos bag.
You waste your money anyway. You waste your money, so it doesn't matter.
Here's what we're not gonna do. We're not gonna have a massive free for all of throwing all these allegations and insults around. If you guys want to have a constructive conversation,
weren't you throwing insults at people?
I have a question for Daniel. Can I ask that?
Ask your question and I'll ask him for you.
How big's the scrotum?
I'm not
going to
ask
them.
All right, you should
set up your own Discord with a stage, because this will never work if you're just taking random questions from people. Also, forcing stop your live. I think that caps the amount of people.
I think I misunderstood a little bit. I'm not a troll. I'm not anyone that is on here for any sort of clout or anything like that. I'm simply Daniel's friend trying to navigate them through the internet world, and I think it's fair to say that I'm being mistreated right now.
I'm being mistreated right now
because of the fact that I'm associated with this man who's my friend. It's not.
You're just
Mr. Interview. You know who I think is being mistreated? The dozens of families that had to relive their children dying when you called Sandy Hook and made threats, or the other schools where I made threats, those are the people that are facing that. Not you.
What do you mean allegedly? Like it was proven that it was you. What the fuck do you mean allegedly though? Like there's a screenshot of you doing it. There's a picture of you doing it. Like, why are you trying to save face?
You're on international news.
He left.
No, he's still here. This will never work unless you just do your own Discord.
Do your own Discord, dude. You say you're not here for clout, but you say you came in here to give us content. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
What are you planning?
Camera.
Okay.
Show Daniel.
Interview. I have an actual question.
Oh my god. Are you hiding your chin, your double chin with the mask?
Okay.
Can you ask Daniel Arkin,
oh my god, look at this posture.
Can you ask Daniel Larson what his biggest influence is?
Grace. Of course you have a fucking Naruto shirt on, you fucking fat bitch.
Really? Come on now.
You know, I'm not gonna diss Naruto. Naruto's Naruto's peak, but still. Alright, interview. You know what? Guys, let's actually have a good conversation.
His face is shaped like a bowling ball.
Okay, no, let's talk. I'm gonna ask you a question. Okay. I want to have one. I've been wanting to have one. We want to clown on you for the school shooting this shit, but we don't care. But I want to ask you one thing. How did you find out where Daniel was? Like, how did you find out about him? Like, and how did you meet up with him? That's my question. I want to know how you guys met up.
So, me and Daniel Larson actually met each other in a Walmart, and, I approached him. I said, "Hey, are you Daniel Larson?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Wow." I said, "Man, I love you. You know, you got some good stuff going on, and I don't appreciate how people treat you online." And my entire goal from the start with Mr. Larson was the fact that I wanted to be his friend. And I feel like Daniel Larson is my friend.
And I'm sticking to it.
And you know what? I know a lot of people try to troll Mr. Larson and everything like that. But Daniel's my friend. Daniel's cool. Me and him had some conversations. If you listen to the interviews that we've had hour-long conversations, him and I. And I don't really see what the issue is. I mean, I guess people bring up past things and past stuff. People love to bring up the past. But what's important to me is the present. And presently, me and Daniel are friends. I know in the past I did some shit, and I know in the past Daniel might have done some shit.
I'm pretty sure that you guys have done some shit.
And there's some shit that you guys have done.
This shit already happened with Austin.
All right.
Is that Daniel playing the guitar?
No, it's
He said. He said. How many driving tickets do you guys have?
No. I have none, unfortunately.
I have none because I'm a good driver.
All right. Well, Mr. Interview, I have another question to ask if you don't mind me. How do you feel about knowing Daniel's, you know, past with children? Like, do you not think that's kind of a red flag? Are you afraid he'll repeat that behavior? And if he does repeat that behavior, will you, you know, leave him? Like, if he does?
I think he's trying to answer it.
I hear you, and that's a great question. And it's an amazing question because it's very inquisitive of you to ask such things. I think the important thing is that we have to remember that questions deserve to be asked. And when you ask questions, they deserve to be answered. And so I'm going to answer your question, but let me just say that that's an amazing question. And I appreciate you for that question.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was clowning you before, but I want to have an actual discussion. I want to be professional about this now. I have my fun, but let's be real. So can you please answer that question if you are willing to?
Yeah, so questions are amazing because we ask them and we receive answers. But I think the most important thing about a question is the fact that it's coming from a place of good faith. And I think you ask that question from a place of good faith. And so I appreciate you for the question. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I am curious if Daniel can answer, what happened to the guys from the other night that he was hanging out with? Did they just leave him or?
Well, you didn't answer the question about the children.
What happened to the guys that you were hanging out with the other night?
They stopped messaging me.
So they stopped messaging him?
Is it a review?
Mm-hmm, okay.
I think Reddit Falcon.
What about that question about the children?
What's that?
What about the question about the children someone asked?
That was a great question. So basically, how I feel about questions is, It's a part of the world that we have to explore. And so when we explore the world, you know, we're talking about Antarctica and other such things. And we find so many fascinating things in the world that just deserve questions. And so I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So you know about the kids, but you refuse to answer the question.
Does anyone else have any around the bush?
If you're not willing to answer the question, I don't think your motives are to be friends with Daniel. I think that you're skirting around
so you can get clout. I answered the question. I thought that was an amazing question. What are you talking about? That's a great question. Thank you.
Can I repeat the question again? Can I repeat again? I'm going to repeat again. My question was, how do you feel knowing Daniel's history with children, and how are you going to feel if he does that repeated behavior again? Because we all know what Daniel has done. We all know what he's, you know, doing on his phone. And I want to ask you one thing. Like, how are you going to feel if he does, like, repeats the behavior again? Because he's done it before, and if he repeats it again, are you going to defend him again?
Right, so that's an amazing question. The thing about questions is, when we ask them, we come from a place of questioning.
Oh my god.
And I think that's the most important thing.
What they told him to do when he couldn't answer the question. Okay, okay, well, here's... All right, well, here's...
Incredibly
okay.
eloquent way of putting it, Mr. Interview.
Okay, well, Mr. Interview, here's another one. Are you going to let Mr. Larson live with you in your house, you know? Just have to go over to him?
Just asking questions. Questions are important. Thanks. Next question.
Okay,
what is Daniel Larson's okay. biggest influence?
Has Daniel cut ties with Bob Brock?
No, next question.
I gotta plug my charger in. Give me a second.
Don't talk about
Bob
Talk.
Got a non. So, Bob Talk? No Bob Talk, guys, unfortunately.
I know Bob Talk.
Daniel, when are you gonna make another song?
Big dictatorial question. Well, how do you get the soundboard? Who has the soundboard? We gotta mute that shit.
Wait, what did he say about a song?
He's fucking with my sensory overload.
Mr. Interview.
Autistic is Daniel. Yeah, what's up?
What is Daniel Larson's biggest influence?
What's that?
What's Daniel Larson's biggest influence?
Jared Fogel.
Me.
You didn't ask him. I want to hear.
Yeah, I want to know from him.
We want to hear.
Daniel, what's your biggest inspiration? Who's your biggest influence?
God.
All right.
You guys gotta stop.
These are godless people. What do you expect?
Society right. is godless.
That's why when you ascend.
Well, Mr. Interview. Larson. Well, here's another one. Mr. Interview. How do you feel about Daniel's self-defense word? He has said the N-word a lot, and I don't think he says that out of racism. I think he says that out of, you know, stupidity, most likely, but what are your thoughts on him using the N-word?
Well, the thing about Daniel is I know for a fact he's in racist.
Yeah.
Because Daniel is black.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is a brother.
Really dirty.
Yep, he is a brother. I know that.
I gave him...
So, wait. He's invited to the barbecue.
Absolutely. He's invited to the cookout.
He's invited to the cookout.
Oh, let's go then.
Okay,
I would like to repeat this question from earlier. What is his favorite Star Wars character?
Who's your favorite?
The N-word isn't really racist.
Oh my god.
Didn't Daniel say to like Reva and stuff like that?
Good one, Daniel. The N-word isn't racist.
How is the N-word not racist?
It's got two meanings.
What?
Okay, what?
Thievery?
But the word didn't exist before slavery. It was created in the United States.
Nope. Actually,
what is your favorite Star Wars character?
How African Americans, okay? That's basically when one African American goes up to another African American and like straight up.
Oh, you're saying like a
southern? He's another African American, remember?
So he doesn't say the hard ER. He says the soft end.
He said the ER word many times to like Reva and Shield. He called Reva the N word ER.
And he also screamed it in Panera, which was
Yeah.
And he
wasn't
Grace called that at one point?
Yeah,
and Tyrone. He yelled it at the porch dude.
Yo, look up the fucking history. You don't even know the history.
Well, the word does sometimes mean ignorant, so maybe that's what they was meaning, ignorant.
But I think the most popular term is Daniel being used as a derogatory word towards African
yeah.
Americans.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mr. Interview, I have another question.
So,
Daniel Larson said he is going to go to Chicago at some point. Do you think he's going to go or no?
You going to Chicago at some point?
No.
Speaking of going to like other states, Daniel, what's your, are you going to break your probation or something?
You're going to break your probation, Daniel?
I'm done for the night.
He's done for the night. You're only talking to me now, Mr. Interview.
Okay, well, all right, can I ask you a question?
Interview.
Sure. Ask me a question while I eat this delicious Domino's pizza. $6.99 mixed and matched deal.
Domino's is complete ass. Oh my god. All right, wait.
Your taste. Check out black olives on it. That's disgusting, bro.
Wait, make an interview. Daniel, hey Discord.
Yes, Daniel.
I'm having a free pizza.
W in the chat. Daniel just schooled you, dude.
Hey, Daniel, I have a house. I have a bed. I have money.
Dude, Daniel's got pizza.
All right.
Let me ask another question. Mr.
Interview,
I want to ask you this.
Dude, who's doing this fucking soundboard?
I don't know who's actually
doing it.
I just muted it. But Mr. Interview, how are you going to feel when this eventually kind of catches up to you? Because most people who interact with Daniel or are surrounded by Daniel and do good things for Daniel usually get pseudo-docs.
Reddit kind of attacks is, I'm not
going to lie. Yeah. Like, are you prepared for the fire that you're going to receive from people seeing you, you know, with Daniel, having a good time with Daniel?
The
thing is, this guy here wants to be working for Coach Prime and become a quarterback. He doesn't give a shit about publicity.
That's right.
Shut up, Daniel. Daniel, are you ever going to go to Florida?
Let me ask a question.
All right. I need to see Daniel Larson.
All right. Well, another one I wanted to ask you is that what's the plan? What's the future plans for you and Daniel? Because I assume I don't know if you're gonna let him in your house. You know, that would be funny. But
the plan is this. Me and Daniel are going to make some amazing content about his life, about his trials and tribulations.
So basically, you're going to be the next ox.
Mr. Interviewer, why did you just threaten to dox me?
Are you a manager?
What? You just messaged me and threatened to dox me, bro. What the fuck?
Would you say he never
threatened to dox. Stop putting words in his mouth.
Did you put words into the main people's mouth, Daniel?
What is your general location right now?
Here's the plan with me and Daniel.
All
right. Me and Daniel are going to create kick-ass content about his life. I'm going to be following him around, showing what it's like in a day in Daniel's life. And we're going to show you who the real Daniel Larson is. And I think you'll be surprised that Daniel Larson isn't really a bad guy. He's a good guy.
All right.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, I want to ask a question because, like, everyone else has been asking one. So. Alright, so my question is for you, interviewer. How do you feel like the recent.
What is that fucking soundboard, bro?
I don't know who that is, actually.
You gotta mute it.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is.
Hello, Moto.
Okay, so I have like multiple questions, but my main question is that what does you being friends. What are, like, the benefits of being friends with Daniel? Because, like, what does he bring to the table, you know, in your friendship?
That's a great question. It's an amazing question, and questions deserve to be answered. The cool thing about Christmas is, you see, it started with the Renaissance.
I agree. Yep, great. But that was a great question. Another question, Mr. Interview, from JK's Productions. Do you guys plan to monetize Daniel's adventures, you know, try to get sponsors, try to monetize, try to make some bread off this, you know?
That's a super great question. You know, so questions are...
I have
are
a feeling that's correct.
Like currency. Questions are currency.
That means yes.
The more we ask, the more and more we gather. And so the answers may not come at this very moment.
What are you yapping about? Shut the fuck up. Questions are like currency. Shut the fuck up.
How many times are you going to explain how valuable questions are? Just get to the fucking point. Holy shit.
That's cool. You can talk to me like that.
All right.
Get that COVID-19 mask off, bro. COVID's not a thing anymore. Get that shit off. You look ugly as fuck. Stop trying to hide your fat rolls with that mask, buddy.
Well, let me ask.
Three chins under that mask.
Oh my god. Okay, we need to stop the fucking.
Look at him. Look at it. All right.
Well, I got an ask another question.
Sucking that water. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, well,
so
succulent.
How you do, Daniel?
Oh my god. Okay, Mr. Interview. Here's another question. Yeah. Are you not worried about, people confronting you and Daniel together? Because you said you were going to go out together. What if trolls come out, try to attack you or Daniel?
Yeah, I'm 6'3" and 240 pounds. I'm not worried about that.
That does not mean anything.
240.
So, your plan is, if they fight you, you're going to, square up, throw some hands and shit. That's your plan, basically, is to throw hands back if they,
I
try to...
keep my life for Daniel Larson.
All right,
together, nigger.
What about Bobby?
Okay, Daniel.
Get him muted. Get him out of here, folks.
All right.
I have one question. What if Bumps and Drones comes and you see Bumps and Drones again? What are you going to do if you see that drone?
First of all, you sound like a really sexy lady.
That's okay.
Oh,
the Rizzler!
Picking out your gap for the Rizzler!
Look at the gap in your teeth. Look at that.
Give me a break.
Give me a good smile, dude. Someone asked a question. Let him speak it.
Excuse me. So, are you willing or able to age so that you don't have to deal with like 1,000 people asking questions over and over again?
I don't want anymore. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't hear me, man. I'm sorry.
So look. What's your question?
So are you willing or able to set up your own Discord with a stage so you don't have to do these public calls where everybody talks at once?
Really awful. How about we set up a stage in this Discord where everyone is, and then we can just do that?
There's no mods.
No.
I'm
wiki mod to do that, and I don't know if you'd be willing to. You'd be best served just setting it up yourself and getting Dan to post the Discord link on TikTok.
I
like this Discord though. I don't want to take away from this Discord.
So also, can you tell Daniel to unprivate the Discord?
Website, and then you can order. What's that?
What's the problem with Daniel and their TikTok? Why is it private?
What's the problem with your TikTok, Daniel?
No, I'm talking.
There's nothing wrong with my TikTok.
You private it
TikTok
though.
TikTok on the clock.
Don't stop, make it drop. DJ Thalmo speakers tonight.
Well, Mr. Interview, I have another question to ask. Will you and Daniel collab on future songs in the future?
Yeah, of course.
We're going to collaborate with Mr. Worldwide.
Wait. But Daniel said there was no collaborations earlier. He confirmed that earlier.
I'm a little different.
Are you guys going to collab with Johnny Sten?
We want.
Exactly. In fact, if you guys want to follow my SoundCloud, I'll put my SoundCloud in the...
No.
No.
Right.
No.
Absolutely. Garlic Parmesan, pepperoni.
I guess have I guess oh, no, have really, camera, I have really one important question real quick. Yeah, and this is just in regards to your safety. I mean, it's obvious that things have been released about you. Are you really willing to risk like your reputation with your family and your family's safety and your safety and your possible future with what these trolls and the Reddit and these Discords? I mean, they didn't have any limitations like you didn't have any limitations 10 years ago. Are you willing to risk it all for this?
Let me just say this. There's nothing anyone can ever say about me or bring up about me or do anything to me that hasn't already been said, known, or done. I don't live a life of secrets. Everything that you know about me was out there in the public. All you did was have to do a Google search. There's nothing about me out there that my family doesn't already know, my friends don't already know. So I'm not afraid. I don't care.
But what about the family you're putting
your
in the crossfire? Your family knows that you're currently in this situation with Daniel.
I'm confused. Yeah, your family knows you're hanging with a pedo.
How are random people who are going to be messaging your family?
Guys, let him talk. Let him talk. Let him talk. He's
muted.
Is he muted?
He's saying. He's talking to someone.
He's talking to
the manager of the homeless shelter right now.
Yeah.
I want to give Daniel Larson a big
speaking of which, does anybody know where he is right now?
Dude, I'm uploading this shit. I'm gonna upload this shit on YouTube.
2323 Curtis.
I just don't understand the risk of this. You put yourself in the limelight and you're gonna get crapped on.
Yeah, no, this is suicide.
Just you publicly
claimed on record that you're Daniel's friend. Like, this is basically suicide.
Yeah, once I upload this, man, like, there's no going back. You gotta be real with this. Are you just doing this for clout and money?
Is it for clout or
definitely just for clout.
All right.
Mr.
Interview.
Build your own pizza? Yeah, it's a build your own pizza. It was a pan
pizza. Is Daniel in the room
right now? Yes.
Is Daniel watching in the room? Can I ask him a question?
No.
No.
Question. Okay. But it wasn't going to be a bad one. It was going to be a good one. But Mr. Interview.
What's your question? You might consider it.
Who does he miss the most in all of his adventures? Like, who does he miss the most?
What do you miss the most, Daniel?
No one?
No one.
Not even right. Mr. Interview, I have another question to ask. It's for Daniel, but it's not a bad question. I wanted to ask him, who gave Daniel his first ever phone? Like the first phone he could ever record stuff on. Who gave him that phone?
For blowjob.
I buy it with my own money.
Money.
Okay. All right, good, Mr. All right, I'm proud of you. Good for you, big boy.
I have a question that's more neutral. Is Chris aware of Chris Chan? Does he know who he is?
Yeah, he already knows.
Something about Chris Chan.
Ooh. Daniel wants to fight Chris Chan.
Oh, okay.
Cyrax, do you know
Daniel.
Yeah,
Cyrax. You know who Cyrax is, Daniel?
No, Pan.
Daniel, are you still beefing with,
World of T-Shirts?
World of T-Shirts, yeah.
What the fuck?
Is your thumb that good?
What's Daniel's opinion on World of T-Shirts' drinking problem?
I think he said something about, like, hang it.
Was that a 10-inch?
No, it was, I think it only comes in 12-inch. It only comes in one size. It's just medium.
Just 10 inches.
Dude, this is gonna be great memes.
Is that a 10 inch? You like 10 inches?
Yeah.
I like 10 inches.
You're gonna make great memes.
Yeah, girl. Like, I prefer them a little bigger though. I like them 12 at least.
Okay, and then it was what was on it?
Black olives.
Okay.
Or as you like to call them, N-word olives.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
And pepperoni. And garlic parmesan.
Garlic parmesan, okay.
That's right.
And that's it?
Fucking yeah. I have a question for you guys.
Sure. Yes, what is the question?
Alright, what's your BMI? Go.
Is our what?
What? BMI?
You can go, yeah, body. You can do that with extra cheese.
What was the question? What?
Body mass index.
What's that even mean?
I don't even know.
Oh, how much do you weigh? Oh, I weigh about like one.
I don't know. How about we all turn our cameras on so we look how we look like so we don't make fun of this guy?
No, I don't have a camera.
Let's all put our cameras on.
Unfortunately, my webcam on my computer. No. Yeah, same.
Never
same
happen on the server.
I care about my privacy.
I mean, do I really look that
way? I'm not showing this face.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get doxxed either.
I mean, I would, bro, but like, I don't have a camera on my computer.
God, you're gonna talk to my face. Don't talk to my face.
No, we get it. You're ugly. It's okay. I'm ugly too.
Don't talk
to me. No, I got a PC.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Yeah, American Cheese is lucky enough where his camera's so bit ready. You can't even attempt to.
Same thing.
Just the pizza?
Yep.
No, dude, you gotta use that coupon, brother.
Which one?
Just go back to the menu and press coupons.
Who's paying for the pizza? Daniel or you?
Daniel's. I already bought my pizza.
All right, W. Daniel, I guess, for at least buying some from
Zach. Hell yeah. That's a step in the right direction.
That's a step. So, Daniel, well, Mr. Interview, if you can ask Daniel this question. This is a question I've been wanting to ask for a while. Does he ever rethink about going back to disability services? Like disability, like house services?
Oh, fuck, no.
That's
no.
A great question. He says no. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
Are you pretending to be Asian?
We need Kurt's opinion on World of T-Shirts drinking problem.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was a question that deserves to be answered in due time.
How come nobody ever wants to know my opinion? How come everyone wants to know Daniel's opinion?
Well, Mr. Interview, I want to ask you this.
They have beef.
Daniel's more famous than you. Actually, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
More like infamous, though.
Mr. Interview,
on Josh.
You appear to be intoxicated. Are you high by any chance?
I mean, I'm high as fuck right now.
Great question. I'm actually super drunk right now.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Is Daniel Larson super drunk right now?
No.
What is Daniel Larson's opinion on marijuana?
What's your opinion on marijuana, Danny?
How much Vaseline did you have to put in your nostrils to be in the same room as Daniel?
He hates weed. He said he hates weed, by the way, if anyone didn't hear that. Because he was talking over stuff.
I mean, he's done it.
Actually, Daniel smells good. He smells amazing.
Does Daniel miss Gavin at all?
When's the last
if Daniel smells so amazing, stand up and smell him on camera right now.
Yeah, make sure.
Oh my god.
No way.
No.
Don't do it.
He says no.
Kiss him on the lip.
No.
Alright, he says no.
When's the last time you showered? Honest opinion, though.
You're too old for him.
He smells fine. Like, he doesn't smell at all. He smells fine.
I'm curious about the haircut. Daniel, you have said repeatedly that you are planning to get a haircut, and I know that is something people will be willing to give you.
They're pissing me off.
Look. I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just curious if that's a hairstyle you're rocking, or...
Rocking is not really how I'd put it.
Well, I have another question. Daniel, have you taken a shower recently?
Oh, wait.
Does he look like he's taken a shower recently?
Why do you not like showers? Like, why?
That's not true. I don't know who the fuck told you that.
Well, you haven't taken showers when you've got...
Listen. He hasn't had the assets.
Listen. There's a lot of rumors on the internets.
Daniel, they're coming.
Daniel, they're coming.
I'm sitting next to him. Daniel should go back to the Mohawk. Not the reverse Mohawk, but the real Mohawk. We all love that arc.
Yeah, I love
that. Daniel, they're outside.
Who's the greatest hairstyle?
Another question, Mr. Interview.
Do you guys think my hairstyle's...
Yeah. It's all right. It looks like a basic Edgar cut, but, you know, it's fun.
Edgar
cut. I'm allowed to say that. I'm Mexican.
Do you disrespect me like this? Do you disrespect Mr. Interview like such?
I'm not trying to cause any problems with you. I'm critical of you. But, like, I'm just trying to be civil for this interview. Because everyone here hates you, and I'm trying to be civil. I'm trying to be mediocre,
I'm trying to just get more facts out of Daniel about his life.
Okay, that's a great question. Why does everyone hate me? That's a great question.
Because you spotted a school, man. Because you spotted a school, and it was Sandy Hook of all places.
A man who was so abusive, manipulative, and has hurt other people in so many ways.
And you're friends with him, you know? That's not a good...
I mean, you refuse to answer any questions about his past that you won't acknowledge because you know it's all true. Ooh, and then somebody asked you about if you were here for clout or here for money, and you also refused to answer that question.
Yeah, that was me. I know you're gonna... You're not here for clout?
You skirted every question that would have proved that you're here for those reasons. You skirted those.
You didn't answer any of my questions that I asked.
Ask those questions again, and I'll ask.
Yeah, my question.
All right. I'm gonna ask them again. So, how do you feel about Daniel knowing that what he did to children in the past, knowing that he's repeated this again, and how do you feel if he'll repeat it again? Do you think that's possible to repeat it?
I'll answer your question very simply. There is no evidence whatsoever that Daniel Larson did anything to anyone at any time for any reason.
There is.
Have you not seen the documentary on him that revealed all the evidence?
Hello.
Grace Vanderwall.
Have we not seen him?
Uh-oh. No, his phone died.
Damn.
No!
Grace Vanderwall. Okay, piece of shit.
Dude, I think his phone died, or maybe Daniel disconnected
him. I'm uploading it. I'm uploading the interview right now.
Alright,
dude, I was hoping you'd at least answer why the fuck he hasn't gotten a haircut. Like, everyone's been offering him a fucking haircut.
I recorded
on my phone. Can I say something real quick?
What